Good evening.
各位晚安。
We just read our theme verse for this month.
我哋啱啱睇到今个月嘅经文嘅宗旨。
And the whole idea is about worship.
意思咧系关于敬拜。
Many of you have been worshiping God for many years, I am sure.
相信我哋当中有好多位都系好多年系习惯嘅敬拜。
And I have been worshiping God for many years.
我自己咧，亦都牧师自己咧系敬拜咗好多年。
But the question that we want to ask ourselves is, who are we worshiping? Why are we worshiping? And how are we supposed to worship?
但我哋要问自己嘅咧，就系究竟我哋崇拜嘅对象系边一位？我哋点样去崇拜
？And so through the text that we read, I want to share with you an attempt to answer these questions about worship.
由经文嗰度，我哋去深入睇下，我哋点样去进行敬拜
？This text that I just read to you, I have read 25 years ago, and once I understood.What it contained, it became a jewel for me, and I think about it every time when I worship God.
呢一段啱啱读完嘅经文咧，喺25年前就已经系读过。咁对我嚟讲系一段好宝贵嘅经文。每一次我再读嘅时候咧，我就令我谂起好多关于敬拜嘅意思。
Now, whatever is written in the Bible, like what Isaiah experienced in the Bible, we.Do not necessarily have to experience the same thing. The way we understand it is we take these words by faith and we trust these words to be true, and that's when it becomes true life for us.
经文入边讲到以赛亚所经历嘅咧，唔系我哋每一个人都会有机会去经历嘅，但系重点咧就系我哋要由这个经文之中得着信心。
So, let me give you a little bit of background about the story. It takes place in 740 BC, before Jesus Christ. And, the surrounding event was that, at the time Israel as a nation was divided into two kingdoms.
或者我讲一讲呢个故事嘅背景先啦。呢个故事大约系发生喺主前740年。咁当时咧，呢个国家系分为南北两边嘅。
North was called Israel, the south was called Judah, and Prophet Isaiah comes from the south where Jerusalem was actually located.
北边咧系以色列，南边咧系犹大国。咁而以赛亚咧系由南边嗰边嚟，佢系一个先知。
Bible describes him as, and this is a quote from the Bible. It says that he was someone that truly did what was right in the eyes of God.
圣经入面形容乌西亚王呢佢系行耶和华眼中为正嘅事。
But because of his death, the nation, the Judah, was thrown into complete uncertainty and potential turmoil.
而乌西亚王驾崩呢就令到呢个国家呢就乱晒大龙。
Just to give you an understanding of how serious the circumstance was, within 30 years from this vision,The northern kingdom had fallen to Assyrian empire and they lost their country and people were exiled.
咁当时个情况系有几严重呢就系当呢个乌西亚王驾崩之后30年到呢咁佢北边嘅以色列呢就被亚述人赶咗出去。
So it was a very difficult time for Isaiah and the nation. Things looked bleak and hope seemed to have dried up.
咁喺当时系一个好困难嘅时候，个情况咧就好暗淡，亦都好似冇晒盼望咁样。
And I don't know if you ever had experience like that as well for yourself personally.
我唔知道你自己有冇试过呢啲咁嘅情形，冇晒希望，好沮丧咁样。
This was when God removed the veil so that Isaiah could see the reality that is beyond the physical, but in the spiritual.
咁呢喺呢个时候呢，神呢就移开以赛亚心中属灵嘅拍子，等佢可以睇到究竟系真系发生咩事。
So first thing Isaiah sees as he sees the spiritual world that is unfolding before his eyes, he sees God sitting on the throne.
咁首先以赛亚佢睇到呢个异象呢，就系见到神坐喺宝座之上。
In the scripture, whenever throne is mentioned, it symbolizes the authority and power and control.
但喺经文入边咧，每一次讲到宝座咧，系指神嘅权能。
In other words, God, despite all that was happening around Israel and Judah, God was in control.
即系话，无论发生咩事，神都系掌管一切嘅。
In Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, 2, and 8, this is 96 AD, about 800 to 900 years from the time when Isaiah saw the vision. Something very similar happens in the scripture.
在启示录记载第四章一、二同埋八节，讲紧嘅系同以赛亚当时见到嘅系个异象系差唔多噶，但系呢个系900年之后嘅事。
You know Apostle John, he was one of the beloved disciples of Jesus Christ. Most of the disciples were killed, martyred, but John was kept alive. But in this late first century, he was exiled by emperor to the island called Patmos.
喺耶稣嘅众多门徒之中，有一个耶稣好喜爱嘅门徒系约翰。咁喺第一世纪嘅时候咧，佢系被当时个罗马帝国放逐去到拔摩岛。
Now at this time the church was very young。
当时咧教会仲系好年轻。
And the believers were scattered all over Asia Minor, which is modern day Turkey。
当时的信徒呢是散布在很多不同的地方，好像是小亚细亚、土耳其一样。
They were meeting in the houses and they didn't have a lot of strength. And on top of that, they were seriously persecuted by the emperor.
他们的聚会呢是暗地这样进行的，但最严重的呢就是他们被当时的罗马帝国是驱赶。
John, being the church leader, wants to help them, but he no longer can because he's exiled to an island.
约翰呢，他当时是教会的领袖，他很想帮这班信徒，但是他是无能为力，因为他被人赶出去拔摩岛。
So he's experiencing the same thing or feeling the same thing that Isaiah felt. He felt that things looked bleak and hope seemed to have dried up and it is a very, very difficult time. What is God doing? Where is our hope? And that's what he's saying as well.
咁约翰当时咧，佢系同以赛亚一样，觉得系好气馁、绝望，好似乜嘢希望都冇晒。佢会问神啊，你究竟喺边度
？Once again, God comes to rescue, and He opens His spiritual eyes, and He sees heaven and what is really going on in heaven, right here in these verses.
咁当其时咧，神咧就张开。约翰嘅心灵嘅眼睛，等佢睇到异象，系俾佢睇到发生咩事。
I know you can read English, so I'd like to ask you to read verse 2. It says, immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the throne. 800 years before, Isaiah saw one sitting on the throne. 800 years later,John, who is being persecuted, who is feeling hopelessness, also sees God sitting on the throne. In other words, yeah,
I'm sorry. 在800年前，以赛亚在绝望的时候，他看到的异象是神坐在宝座之上。800年之后，约翰同样是看到这个异象，是见到是神掌管一切，坐在这个宝座之上。
For 900 years,Many things could have happened in our world.
900年之中呢，咁当然好多嘢可以发生啦。
When I became a Christian, after 2 years, I signed up to join the missionary in Russia.
牧师话当佢成为基督徒之后两年到咧，咁佢就系参加去苏联当时嘅苏联传道。
During one evening when I was preaching a message, I saw a Russian lady who was in the back just breaking in tears and crying.And she literally crawled up to me.
当其实讲到的时候我见到在教堂后座有一位苏联的女士，她当时是哭泣，好像是一路是爬行来到我面前。
And she asked me, how do I receive this Jesus? Because I have given my life to Stalin. I love Stalin more than I love my husband.But now everything has fallen. There's no place. There's no hope. She said to me.
呢位女士同我讲，佢话我觉得好绝望。佢话我去点样去接受主耶稣咧？因为不嬲我信靠嘅系史太林，我爱史太林多过爱我自己嘅丈夫。
And then she goes on to say to me, "So now you're telling me that there is God who's in control, who's sitting in the throne." How can I receive this God so that I can find reason to live? She said.
咁佢同我讲开，但你而家话俾我听，掌管呢个世界一切嘅系神。我根本唔知道点样去迎接呢一位主，我唔知道点样生存落去。
When you came to worship this evening, did you see what God sees by faith? I mean, what John sees by faith?
当你今晚嚟敬拜嘅时候。你会唔会见到约翰凭信心所面见嘅一切
？Do you believe that God is sitting on the throne? Do you believe He's in control over everything that is happening in my life as well as everything that is happening in our world? Do you believe that？
你系咪相信神系掌管？你自己生命入边嘅一切，唔单止，同埋呢个世界嘅一切，你信唔信呢
？And if you just come to worship and see that God is in control, how would that change you？
当你嚟敬拜嘅时候，你相信神系掌管一切嘅，咁样对你有乜嘢改变呢
？There's something that I recognize very early in my spiritual journey.And I recognize that God is one person that I really, truly need in my life.
在我属灵的生命里面，我很早已经知道神是我不可以缺少的。我是所有东西都是依靠这位神。
And when I come to worship, I come with anticipation and longing to experience what Isaiah had experienced so that I could go home feeling hopeful.
咁当我每一次嚟敬拜嘅时候咧，我系抱住期待一个心嚟到敬拜。咁等我完咗敬拜嘅时候翻屋企，我系好似以赛亚咁，可以系抱住希望、祝福咁样翻屋企。
A lot of times when we come to worship, we have a tendency to be distracted by judging songs or messages or other programs within the worship, and we lose our focus on why we are coming to worship, and our only objective is to experience God.
好多时我哋嚟敬拜嘅时候咧，我哋会受到好多嘢嘅影响，例如又专注睇下嗰个诗歌啊、信息啊、祈祷系咪适合自己咧。其实呢啲唔系我哋嚟敬拜嘅原因，我哋嚟敬拜系嗰个焦点系应该喺神嗰度。
In other words, we are not the center of worship. Our objective is to see God sitting on the throne of my life.
换句话说，我们不是敬拜，不是我们自己为中心，而是以神为中心，是知道神坐在宝座上面掌管一切。
I am convinced not just for this 900 years or 800 years, but I am convinced that worship has been going on from the very beginning of time, and it will go into eternity, and it will never end because of who God is.
我相信这个敬拜不是由900年前开始，而是由神创造这个世界以来就已经开始，亦都不会止息，一路直到永永远远。
If you read the text, who is leading the worship? Who is saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty? Was it Isaiah?
当你读这个经文的时候，是哪一个高呼圣哉、圣哉、圣哉、充满权能的神？是不是以赛亚呢？
It's not Isaiah.
不是以赛亚。
It is the seraph. It is the angel that leads the worship. In other words, it is a spiritual activity. We come to church and we are engaging in a spiritual activity. Only thing that is required in a spiritual activity is our faith.
是撒拉佛那些天使是做这个属灵的活动，我们来到教会里面敬拜呢，是进行一个属灵的行动。
Second thing that Isaiah sees and realizes is that God is holy.
第二件事以赛亚看到的就是神是圣洁的。
Seraphs are angels. They're not like us. They're not doomed to sinfulness.
撒拉佛是天使，是被造的天使，他们不是像我们这样带着罪性。
Not only that, they are really in the presence of God all the time.
不单止咁，佢哋系一路系侍奉喺神嘅面前。
But look at their postures.
但你睇下嗰啲撒拉弗嘅姿势咧。
We see in the Bible that they're covering themselves because they cannot look at God in His complete holiness and glory.
经文入边所形容嗰啲天使咧，佢系遮盖佢自己嘅，佢哋唔敢唔配正面去望。神的荣光。
So when we come to worship God, not only do we see God who is in control over everything in our lives, but we also see God who is completely, utterly holy and glorious.
当我们来到敬拜的时候，我们不单止知道神是掌管一切，我们都要承认神是圣洁的。
What does that mean? ThatOur sinfulness is incompatible with who God is.
我们的罪恶是不可以跟神的圣洁相提并论。
And our sinfulness effectively separates us from sin, and He is hidden from us, and He cannot listen to us.
我们的罪性令到我们与神隔绝，咁神嘅面孔系隐藏，亦都听唔到我哋嘅呼叫。
This is the reason why Jesus came.
呢个系主耶稣嚟到世上道成肉身嘅原因。
To bridge the gap，
去将呢一个夹缝收起。
Through his death, he has brought us into the presence of God.
主耶稣基督嘅死将我哋带翻去神嘅面前。
And that is what's important for us.
这一样是对我们来说是最重要的。
I have been a Christian for a very long time now.
牧师说他已经是成为基督徒很多很多年。
And I could tell you honestly, I sincerely love God and I want to live for Him.
牧师说他是很真正的爱神，他也都是要活出神要他活出的样式。
But I struggle.
但是很多时他都在这里争战。
I mean, I don't smoke, I don't drink, I don't do these things.
他不吃烟，不喝酒，不做一些不好的事。
But when you are talking about the way God wants us to live, to love, to forgive, to care, all the time, every week I come to church and I feel guilty about not living the way God wants me to live.
但是当讲到神是要我们活出祂的样式，是要爱世人，要原谅他人的时候，我就觉得是每一次来到教会的时候，我就觉得我是有罪恶的。
While experiencing His holiness, I become aware of my sinfulness still, and then I come to recognize how precious the cross is for us.
每当我想到神的圣洁，我就更加体会到我自己的罪性，亦都是更加加深明白十字架这个救恩。
And when I truly experience how precious what Jesus had done for me on the cross is, that's when I start to realize the real love of God, and I am grateful for His love.
每当我想到神怎样派祂的儿子为我们而死为我们赎罪的时候，我就更加明白神对我们的大爱是几咁宝贵。
And when I am truly grateful in my heart for what God has done for me, that leads me to be passionate about God, and that leads me to want to serve God even more.
当我越是更加去识得去感恩神对我们的大爱，我就更加是有那个热心去侍奉神。
And that's what Isaiah experiences. As soon as he experienced God's holiness, he recognized that he has a dirty mouth. He's a sinner.
当以赛亚他经历神的爱的时候，他就是更加清楚他自己不洁的罪。
So what does God do?
咁神为佢做啲咩呢？
Does he leave us feeling guilty and shameful about the way we live our lives? Is that where he leaves us?
系咪神由得我哋觉得自己系有罪噶，觉得系应该内疚噶咧
？No，
唔系噶。
When Isaiah felt that he was sinful, God immediately uses the angel to clean him up.
当以赛亚觉得是大罪的时候，神呢就是使差派那些天使去帮他洁净他的罪。
How did he clean him up? He used the coal.
神呢是叫天使将那些炭呢是清洁他的嘴唇。
You guys have a barbecue machine at home, I'm sure. No, I hope. No.
讲紧嘅是一个烧烤的炉。
You can kind of look at the same thing when it comes to the altar.
祭坛其实好似一个烧烤炉咁样。
The sacrifice was made, the blood was shed at the top.
祭物呢是一啲牲畜摆喺个祭坛上面。
And it was burned.
嗰啲血呢就流咗落去下低。
But all those will drip down to the coal underneath.
咁嗰啲血咧流落去下低嗰个火嗰度咧，落啲炭嗰度。
This is what God uses.To clean Isaiah's sinfulness.
呢啲就系神咧用嚟清洁以赛亚嘅嘴嘅痰。
It's symbolic, but it really means cleansing through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ.
呢个当然系象征式噶啦，但系亦都系正正表示用主耶稣基督嘅宝血去救赎我哋嘅罪。
So here's what is going on.I see God in control over everything in life.
咁咧，我睇到神系掌管一切嘅。
But when I see God, I realize how undone I am.
我越系睇到神系掌管一切，我更加觉得自己嘅不完全。
And when I confess my inequity, my sinfulness, God immediately comes to my rescue and cleanses me.
当我承认我的罪恶，我的不完全的时候，神就立刻来帮我清洁我的罪。
This is the love of God.
这个就是神的大爱。
I have a daughter who is 2 years old.
我有一个两岁大的女。
Her name is Adia.
她的名字叫 Adia.
I forgot her name this morning when I was preaching, so I'm just trying to remind myself. I will not forget this time. Okay.
牧师话佢终于记得佢个女叫咩名。
And last week, she was suffering from the cold throughout the week, and one time in the evening, she was screaming in pain, and she was just screaming and crying.
咁佢因为佢上个礼拜咧，佢就唔舒服啦。咁佢有一晚咧，佢就好辛苦，咁佢就喺度尖叫，喺度大声喊。
And as I'm listening to my daughter, the feeling inside of me was just so strong. I wanted to help. I wanted to cure the problem immediately. I didn't want her to even suffer for 1 minute longer.
当我听到我女喺度喊嘅时候咧，我心入边就好痛，我就好想好想去帮佢，去医治佢，就算佢要挨多一分钟辛苦，我都唔想。
When I thought about God, I don't know why, but I thought about how God must feel about me and my struggles in life.
唔知点解，我当时就即刻谂到，咁神点样睇我咧？点样睇我喺呢个生命入边嘅挣扎咧
？I mean, my feeling was very intense.
我当时嗰个感受系好沉重嘅。
Imagine how God, who is infinitely more loving, feels about us and our struggles.
你话神对于我哋？为自己的罪性挣扎的时候，神那种心痛，那种沉重是怎样的
呢？ When you see the holiness of God,
当你见到神的圣洁，
we see our sinfulness,
我们看到我们自己的罪性，
in the moment we do, God comes to cleanse us and heal us,
而神来到帮我们拎走我们的罪。
In other words, we experience God's love.
即是说我们是经历神的爱。
When you come to worship and you experience God's love, your natural response is going to be, okay, what can I do for you, God?
当你来到敬拜神，你经历神的爱，你很自然你就会问神，我可以为你做什么呢？
This is exactly what Isaiah does. He says, send me, here I am.
这个正是以赛亚当时他的感受。神啊，我在这里，差派我吧。
When you experience God's love, just like there's a story about this lovely lady who didn't really live a good life during Jesus' time.And she came and she poured the very expensive alabaster jar all over Jesus' hair and she washed him with her hair.
就好似喺耶稣在生嘅时候，当时有一位女士，佢拎住一瓶好珍贵嘅香膏，佢拎嚟浇灌主耶稣。
Jesus tells his disciples, wherever gospel is preached, this story must also be told.
主耶稣当时同佢嘅门徒讲，将来你哋去传福音嘅时候，呢一件事一定要被广传。
I didn't understand what that meant at first, but he said something afterwards. He says, those who's forgiven much, loves much.
当时我其实不是很明白为什么，但是他说那些知道去原谅的亦都是知道去爱。
And that is what true worship leads to. We are ready to love God. We are ready to obey His word. We are ready to serve.
这个亦都是敬拜者真正的意义。我们知道怎样去爱神，知道怎样去服从，亦都是知道怎样去被神所用。
Ask yourselves whether you have come to truly worship God by asking this question at the end of the service or at the end of worship activity. Is your heart grateful for God and is ready to obey and want to do whatever God wants you to do and is willing to change? If that is what you are experiencing, you have truly worshiped God.
当在敬拜结束之后，你要问你自己，你来到敬拜，你是不是真是爱神、信服神、神差派你，你是不是愿意去服从呢？如果你知道是的，那你就真正明白敬拜的意义。
I have four children.
我有四个仔女。
And they're very young.
他们全部都很小。
Youngest is two.
最小一个是两岁。
Oldest is 11.
最大一个是十一岁。
This year,
今年
in Korean age, which is the first day of the year, we become one year older. I am 50 years old right now.
用韩国的计法咧，咁我哋已经大咗一岁。咁我牧师话佢今日咧就系五十岁。
One of my child has a disability.
咁我其中一个仔咧系身体有
病。He's going to live with it for the rest of his life.
咁佢呢一世咧，佢都系要同呢一个毛病。
I have a lot of worries.
我有好多嘢担心。
I have a lot of concerns.
亦都好多好多顾虑。
But I enjoy worship.
但是我好开心在这里。
Because when I worship God,
当我敬拜神的时候
I go home feeling like God is going to truly take care of me and my worries and anxiousness is lifted from me.
因为我知道当我敬拜完回家的时候神是会拎走我所有的忧虑他会照顾所有的一切。
I am so happy.
我好开心。
Even though my son is still disabled, he has a disability, and my children are still young, and we don't know how long I'm going to live and how we're going to take care of all this, but when I worship God, when I finish worshiping God, I come home peaceful and joyful because I know that everything is in God's hand.
虽然我那些小朋友还是这么小其中一个儿子也都是有病但是每一次我完了崇拜的时候我回家我是带着一个平安的心因为我知道神是会掌管一切祂会照顾一切我是不需要担心的
Therefore, I truly, truly love to worship God
因此我是非常真正地 是很喜欢敬拜神
Whatever situations you may be in
无论你是经历着什么的困难
Even if you feel hopeless because of certain things that are happening in your life
无论你生命中你经历着什么令到你觉得很绝望或者是困惑的事
I'd like to ask you to open your eyes and see God sitting on the throne
我希望你张开你心灵的眼睛可以看到神坐在宝座之上
He's in control.
神是掌管一切的。
And he loves you more than life itself.
神是无比的大爱，神是非常非常之爱你。
Because he gave his son to die for you.
因为他将他的独生子来为你而死，为你的赎罪而死。
I pray that every week when you come to worship, you may experience God.
我是祈祷祝福希望你每一个礼拜来到敬拜的时候你都可以经历神
World is difficult
这个世界是很多不好的事发生
But God is stronger
但是神是更加的坚定的神
Let's pray together
我们一起祷告
Lord I thank you for
天父感谢你感谢你在我们当中
I thank you for the message you give to us.
感谢你给我们的讯息。
I pray that every week this year, for all of us, it will be a true worship experience.
我是祈求每一年在这个时候我们是有一个真正的感恩的崇拜。
Where we are truly able to cast our burdens upon you.
我们可以真正我们放低我们的重担。
And live in joy and peace because of you.
因为你我们是活在喜乐与和平之中。
I bless all the members who are in this room right now.
我祝福我们在这里崇拜的每一位弟兄姊妹。
I pray that they may be a true worshipper throughout the year.
我祈求他们每一位都是真心诚意地崇拜。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名
求。Amen.
Amen.